The images that normally come to mind with Bach's music often involve the glint of pipe organs, sober expressions on the faces of serious performers, and the vaulted ceilings of churches. But sometimes Bach comes to us in the otherworldly lightness of ballet. As the world descended into World War in 1940, William Walton harnessed Bach's music to create the score for a ballet, one that injected inspiration into a crumbling civilization. The suite from William Walton's The Wise Virgins is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston, WCRB, a part of WGBH. There seems to be no end to the ways in which Bach's music crosses into territory the composer never would have dreamed of. Ballet is an arena that has the potential to bring completely new perspectives to Bach's music, the movement of dancers highlighting organic inner processes like no other art form can. William Walton's score for The Wise Virgins brought a collection of pieces from across Bach's catalog together in a beautiful concert suite, and it's coming up later on. Also on the program today is the cantata number 56, Ich will den Kreuzstab gerne tragen, or I Will Gladly Carry the Cross, with the remarkable bass baritone Thomas Kvasthoff. If you'd like to see a translation of the text for that piece, visit us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you'll also find this and past programs available on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. First, here is a sonata Bach originally wrote for the viola da gamba, and it's played here by cellist Stephen Isserlis and harpsichordist Richard Egar here on the Bach Hour. That's a Viola da Gamba sonata by Bach, performed by Stephen Isserlis on what he calls that ancient instrument's younger brother, or at least cousin, the cello, along with harpsichordist Richard Egar. I'm Brian McCreath, and this is the Bach Hour from WCRB. The journey of a solitary believer is at the heart of Bach's cantata 56, Ich will den Kreuzstab gerne tragen, or I will gladly carry the cross. From the very outset, the soloist sings of his determination to carry the cross for God, but there's no doubt that it's a difficult journey with an accompaniment that's dark and heavy, like weights around the soloist's ankles.
Ich will den Kreuzstab gerne
After the journey takes to the sea with undulating waves of water in the cello accompaniment, the soloist sings of God's mercy as an anchor in the midst of that sea. Then the cello stops, the water becomes still, and the believer steps from the ship onto dry land.
Aus dem Schiff in meine Stadt, die ist das Himmelreich, wohin ich mit den Frommen.
The tone changes immediately to one of lightness and joy as the yoke falls away.
Endlich wird mein Joch, endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen.
As the text translates, the believer has an eagle's power and will journey from this earth and run without becoming fatigued. The final chorale reflects the community voice, referencing through a chorus that difficult journey at sea and the arrival in safe harbor with the divine. You can find the entire translation of this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is the cantata number 56 with bass baritone Thomas Kvasthoff, the Berlin Baroque soloist, and members of the RIAS Chamber Choir with director Rainer Kussmaul here on the Bach Hour.
Oh. mein Heiland selbst ab. Da leg ich den Kummer auf einmal ins Grab, da wischt mir die Tränen mein Heiland selbst ab. Wandel auf der Welt ist einer Schifffahrt gleich. Betrübnis, Kreuz und Not sind Wellen, welche mich bedecken und auf die und mich täglich recken. Mein Anker aber, dir mich hält, ist die Barmherzigkeit, womit mein Gott mich oft erfreut. Der rufet so zu, ich bin bei dir, ich will dich nicht verlassen, noch versäumen. Und wenn das wütenvolle Schäumen sein Ende hat, so tritt ich aus dem Schiff meine Stadt, die ist das Himmelreich, wohin ich mit den Frommen aus vieler Trübsal werde kommen. Endlich wird mein Joch, endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen, wieder von mir weichen müssen. Endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen. endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen. Endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen. Endlich wird mein Joch, endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen, wieder von mir weichen müssen. Endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen. In dem Herrn Kraft hab ich Adlers Eigenschaft. Da fall ich auf von dieser Erde, im Laufe sonderbar zu werden. Geschieht's heute noch? Endlich wird mein Joch, endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen, wieder von mir weichen müssen. Endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen. Endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen. Endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen. Endlich wird mein Joch. Endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen, wieder von mir weichen müssen. Endlich wird mein Joch wieder von mir weichen müssen. Fertig und bereit, das Erbe meiner Seligkeit. Mit Sehnen und Verlangen von Jesu Händen zu empfangen. Wie wohl wird mir geschehen, mein Heiland selbst war. Erwischt mir die Tränen, mein Heiland selbst war.
J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 56, a piece that depicts a single believer's struggle, determination, and ultimately, transcendence. That process is quite familiar to the soloist in this performance, bass baritone Thomas Kvasthoff. As a so-called thalidomide baby in post-war Germany, he never grew past 4 feet 4 inches tall, possessing only vestigial legs, hands, and feet. But he overcame those daunting physical challenges to become one of the great singers of the last century, before retiring from the stage in 2012. Thomas Kvasthoff was joined in this performance by the Berlin Baroque soloists, members of the RIAS Chamber Choir, and conductor Rainer Kussmaul. Well, how's this for an odd visual juxtaposition? The industrious, devout church musician Bach, and the physically idealized, lighter-than-air grace and beauty of the ballet world. They're not quite as separate as those visions may suggest. The legendary Frederick Ashton of the Royal Ballet became enchanted with Bach's music, and the result was a ballet called The Wise Virgins. British composer William Walton arranged a set of movements from Bach's cantatas, and the production premiered in 1940. But after a second performance in Holland, the troupe had to evacuate because of the advance of the German army, leaving the sets, costumes, and music behind. A few of the movements didn't survive the war, but a concert suite from The Wise Virgins did. Here's that collection with the Quebec Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Yoav Talmi here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
William Walton's Concert Suite from The Wise Virgins, a ballet choreographed by Frederick Ashton in 1940. Yoav Talmi conducted the Quebec Symphony Orchestra. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program again on demand, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.